Today's story revolves around Luigi Bellora, a police officer who had the privilege of being a close friend of Padre Pio. Stay tuned to hear his heartwarming testimonies. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Luigi Bellora served as a police officer in Turin, Italy. However, his life took a dramatic turn when a friend gifted him a biography of Padre Pio. As you can imagine, this reading led him to reflect on his spiritual life. It was a wake-up call that inspired him to reconnect with his faith. Shows the importance of reading spiritual literature. So in 1953, he decided to pay a visit to Padre Pio. From that moment on, Luigi made it a point to go to San Giovanni Rotondo whenever he got the chance, especially during his vacation days. Soon enough, Luigi became a familiar face at the convent and felt blessed to know many priests and Capuchin brothers. However, it wasn't always a joyous experience for Luigi. He would often feel nervous while waiting in line for confession. One day in the confessional, Padre Pio noticed that Luigi was shaking. He couldn't help but ask, "Why are you trembling like that? Do you think I am too strict?" Padre Pio, being the kind, gentle soul that he was, gave Luigi a friendly nudge to calm his nerves. Although Padre Pio could be strict with him during confession, Luigi knew that every scolding was deserved. However, it wasn't always easy for him to accept criticism, and sometimes he reacted immaturely. Once, Luigi had a big argument with Padre Pio and decided to just leave San Giovanni Rotondo right away without even saying goodbye. He paid his hotel bill and headed straight to the bus stop, carrying his bag with him. Now here's the interesting part. Although the bus would stop in San Giovanni Rotondo every day, on that particular day, for some strange reason, it just passed without stopping. So Luigi had no choice but to turn around and go back to the hotel to reclaim his room. He was still feeling hurt and angry, and he made up his mind that even though he was physically in San Giovanni Rotondo, there was no way he would attend Mass with Padre Pio. But the next morning, as he lay in bed, he suddenly felt this strong bump on his shoulder. It startled him, and he quickly jumped out of bed and turned on the light, even though he knew he was alone in the room. That's when he remembered Padre Pio was known to work in mysterious ways. Could that nudge on his shoulder be the doing of the Holy Capuchin? Maybe he's trying to reason with me, Luigi thought to himself. Later in the day, a priest who was also staying at the hotel approached Luigi and managed to convince him to go to Mass after all. Sometimes a little persuasion goes a long way. On that very same day, Luigi mustered up the courage to talk to Padre Pio and apologize. Padre Pio, in his wise and forgiving manner, simply said, "My son, it's all in the past. Let's bury it and never think of it again." And that's exactly what they did. In this act of forgiveness, we are reminded of the timeless lesson to release grudges and embrace forgiveness, following the words, "Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us." Luigi had a strong desire to serve Padre Pio, and the superior, Father Carmelo de Sesano, noticed his willingness to help. One day, Father Carmelo asked Luigi if he wanted a vacation job. He explained that they needed someone to guard Padre Pio's cell and keep people from bothering him. Since Luigi already worked for the police and was trusted by Father Carmelo and Padre Pio, he seemed like the perfect fit. Now, during that time, Padre Pio was feeling very sick, and everyone was worried about him. The problem was, sometimes strangers would dare to enter the restricted area of the convent and barge into Padre Pio's cell. Can you imagine that? Well, Padre Pio needs some serious protection from these people, and Luigi was more than happy to help. He said to Father Carmelo, "There is nothing I would like more than to help Padre Pio in this way." Now, every day was pretty much the same routine for Luigi. He would sneak into the convent through a hidden door, cleverly concealed behind construction panels. Once inside, he would warmly greet Padre Pio and take a seat on a humble straw chair placed in the hallway. Occasionally, someone would enter the private area, but Luigi was there to send them away. Luigi cherished his role as Padre Pio's special guardian and realized it came with unexpected perks and rewards. Whenever Father Giustino and Padre Pio shared their morning coffee in Padre Pio's cell, they often extended a kind invitation to Luigi to join them. Luigi noticed that Padre Pio would never have more than a few sips of his coffee, so Luigi always made sure to drink from the same cup Padre Pio used. Also, the doctors would prepare a boiled egg for Padre Pio every morning, but due to his frail health, he couldn't eat it. Luigi gladly accepted the egg and finished it on Padre Pio's behalf. Every day, a doctor from Casa Sollievo della Sofferenza would bring a vitamin-enriched jelly. "Luigi, can you help me? I have no appetite," Padre Pio would say, offering him the dessert. To show his gratitude, Luigi would bring a bottle of cold beer for Padre Pio. "How can you afford to get this for me?" Padre Pio asked. Luigi simply replied, "I do it out of my deep devotion to you." Luigi would sometimes lend a hand with sorting the mail that arrived at the convent. There was one occasion when Padre Pio specifically spoke to him about a letter he received. "Luigi, let that person know that everything will turn out fine if they change their lawyer." Later on, Luigi discovered that the person had taken Padre Pio's advice and switched their lawyer, resulting in a positive outcome. Throughout the day, Luigi would often check in on Padre Pio, opening the door of his cell to see if he needed anything. Every time he did so, he would find Padre Pio in prayer, often gazing at a beautiful image of Our Lady of Purity adorning the wall. This special service of looking after Padre Pio lasted for a total of 22 days. However, the time came when Luigi had to return to his work. "Now that I've gotten used to living in this paradise so close to you, it's incredibly hard for me to think about going back to Turin," Luigi shared with Padre Pio. Padre Pio warmly embraced Luigi on both cheeks and said, "Dear Luigi, may God repay you 1,000 times for all the good you have done for me." In the years that followed, Luigi continued his visits to Padre Pio, sometimes for extended periods and other times for shorter stays. Padre Pio lovingly referred to him as, "Dear Luigi," to which Luigi would respond, "But you are the one who is dear." One time, Luigi made a heartfelt request to Padre Pio, asking him to be by his family's side and his own at the hour of their death. Padre Pio's response was, "Yes, I will, but you must prove yourself worthy of it." In one conversation, Luigi requested a spiritual thought from Padre Pio, not only for himself, but for his entire family. "Always live under God's watchful eye," Padre Pio shared. Luigi handed Padre Pio a piece of paper, requesting him to write down those words. He cherished them as one of his most prized possessions throughout his life. Isn't it fascinating how Padre Pio was able to form deep friendships with individuals from all walks of life? This story is a powerful testament to the universal appeal and extraordinary charisma of Padre Pio. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. We have a new playlist, Padre Pio Thought for the Day. Check it out. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.